Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to another episode of the original EG3 podcast. The original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer in the house on this Thursday evening, folks. That's not what I want. November 14th. Oh, gosh. November 14th, 2024. The original EG3 podcast. I'm tempted to say my other podcast, my K-State podcast, but put that away right now. This is the original EG3 podcast, running, sports, whatever comes across my desk hearing Kansas City, Missouri. Wow. Mouthful to say, apparently, here as we approach the end of the work week. This will be the Friday edition of this podcast. We'll talk a little bit about running just a little bit. And so I kind of have an announcement anyways to get off my chest a little bit. And then this is going to be the NASCAR episode, because next week we'll more towards running. And I do have a topic that I want to talk about there that'll be coming out next week, including a couple of races I might be doing over the Thanksgiving holiday. There'll be a change of plans. That's kind of going to go into this mini segment here as well. So that's what we're talking about here today. And yeah, the playoff system, the NASCAR series, everybody's talking about that coming off the final weekend of NASCAR. And this might be the last time I talk about it, maybe or maybe not. So we'll see about that. Anyway, this is your first time listening to the original EG3 podcast, aka the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. Thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to listen to this episode. And if you're not already, definitely make sure you like, subscribe, even though this episode will not be all towards running, but still, we have other race recaps and other things if you're new to the podcast. So definitely, again, like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time I have a chance to talk content, running, or whatever else comes to my mind on this podcast. So definitely check that out wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, such forth, like other podcasts as well. So definitely, if you're a friend of EG3, aka Eddie Greer III, or you are new, fresh, make sure you add this podcast to your collection of podcasts. All right, so announcement. Let's get right on into it here on this Thursday evening as I'm recording this on November 14th, 2024. Yes, so I'll make this announcement now. I've already told one person this already. I'll make this announcement originally. Well, I mean, this was late anyway, so I'm not too worried about it, but I've already ran this race, and that I'm talking about Dallas Marathon. How crazy is this, right? Everything is sold out. Who knew? Who knew that? And this is one of the late races on the calendar. Running, we're talking about running right now anyways. Running wise, so, and I did this marathon 2 falls ago, and I might have said this, I might not, but I mean, with between all the podcasts that I do, so this all kind of comes together a little bit, but this was probably the worst marathon after the marathon, worst shape that I came across of, right? So all the emotions, everything else after this, and again, I will put this, after all said and done, you know, I'm not doing Dallas again. Dallas was much, a little faster than Chicago, time-wise, if you call it. Out of the 10 marathons that I've done to this point anyways, Dallas is also faster than Chicago by, 4 minutes? So there you go on that, but it's a tough course, especially you can't predict the weather and all that other stuff, but the weather, that day, oh my goodness, overcast, humid, rainy, all of the above. So, yeah, Dallas Marathon, BMW Dallas Marathon goes down the third weekend of December. And this was kind of brought to the attention of one of my friends, running friends in the KCRC 2.0 group. So this was late, and for the record, and I'm going to call somebody, and I'm going to call some of y'all, so for the record, y'all should have said the half marathon was sold out too. What's going on? The marathon was like, whoa. The marathon sold out? Okay, like Dallas? Seriously? It's like, all right, this is not Chicago. This is not Grandma's. This is not CIM. CIM's in a few weeks as well. A couple weeks before Dallas, if I'm like, well, and there's going to be a little something about CIM. A little teaser there coming next week. But anyways, yeah, so I would never have thought about Dallas Marathon. Seriously, Texas? Now, obviously, Texas is known for, obviously, Dallas ain't the only one. Yeah, Austin Half Marathon. That's early winter, right? I was also interested in maybe signing up for that race. I might have to check that out. And Houston, the Chevron Houston Marathon. That's one of my guys was talking about that on the Monday Night Run. So shout out Elliot. He was talking about he's doing that for a second marathon. So he's gearing up for that currently right now as I speak. Right now doing it, kind of doing the things that I kind of suggested him to do. So at least my advice is good for somebody. Right? So yeah, so Dallas seriously sold out, and then I hop on there getting ready to register, right? And it's like, hell no. You ain't applying for nothing. You ain't registered for nothing. Rural 50K sold out. 5K sold out. 10K sold out. Half marathon sold out. Yeah, everything on that list was sold out on that website. Like, holy smokes. Really? So, yeah. So, I was a little embarrassed because, yeah, it's like, what is going on? I was like, I should have did this earlier, but, you know, I was on the fences anyways. You know, I was in two, one foot out. And it's like, you know what? Like, that was writing on the wall. When I saw it, it's like, yeah, you're like, I got to start getting ready. And this is kind of going to go into next week's episode, Wednesday's episode, with what I'm trying to figure out. And I'm actually waiting for one of the shoes to drop. So that is why I didn't record a running episode, because the fact that, you know, I need to see it, and I'm not putting my plans out there yet. I'm waiting for a shoe to drop. So that's why I'm kind of, you know, chilling. Everyone else is, you know, oh, we're going to go step three, you know, this and that. Again, do what you want. Hey, sign up for what you sign up. I'm not, again, like last week's episode, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just seeing what I'm seeing on socials, right? So, look, everybody's hopping on that Chicago train. Do you. That's been the popular trend lately anyways on my socials. Chicago, sub 3. We want that sub 3. I was like, okay. Grandma's been high too. Another race that I've done. All right. I was at the end. And for the record, I was going to go for round 2 in Grandma's. But when I heard a couple people, you know, and I'm not calling people out. When I saw the list, or I wouldn't say list, but I heard a couple people wanted to run this race or already sign up because people are announcing their plans already. Well, I guess you can, because we're coming to the end of 2024 and everyone's anxious, wanted to get their plans out there. Like, hey, I'm doing this race over here. I'm doing this race over here. You know, let's sign up race over here and all this other stuff. Like, whoa. Easy. So when I saw a couple people put their names in, register for Grandma's, like, you know what? You know, taking a cue from Kenny Wallace, NASCAR driver now, I'm excited for his podcast. He'd come out, him and Kenny Schrader. If you don't know who I'm talking about, those are a couple of old timers, if you will, in NASCAR world. This is the original EG3 podcast, 80 degree to third. We're going to make this our Kurtz Bars segment here. Kurtz Bars. Yes, I became an ambassador for Kurtz over the summer. This summer, and our Kurtz Bars team, our relay team, participated in the Patriots relay races as well. The Ultra, speaking of Ultras, the Ultras, and came in second, a close second in a pretty much walk close. Competitive, very competitive relay race, part of the Patriots races, which they have the half marathon. Yeah, they have the half marathon, 5K. Yeah. And so there's that. But we did the 50K relay, and it was wire to wire and came up just a bit short. But anyways, Kurtz Bars, it's local on the other side of the state of Kansas, right? Fresh. No fresh energy bars, but it also has some granola. I call these things, right, the granola snacks. And I after Thanksgiving, I need to restock, right? Everything, we're in the holiday season. Everything's about to really pick up, especially for the host of this podcast. So, but anyways, they got 8 to 10 flavors, cherry bomb, raspberry, blueberry. We're still in the fall, but it's starting to feel more like winter around here, especially next week when I'm hearing 30s and 20s. Oh, come on, man. I want my 50s and 60s back. But anyways, still fall, still time, and it's not limited time order. Still 8 to 10 flavors. Still got pumpkin spice flavor. Still, let's see, peanut butter blitz. Yeah, so I don't have the titles in front of me. I'm just going off of memory there. But for you guys, go make sure you go check out KurtzBars.com. If you want to try a new flavor, you want to restock during the holiday season, and then when you hit that checkout screen, make sure you put that code FASTEDDIE every time you hit that checkout screen. Not once, not twice, it's not limited. It is what they call it. Other people call it lifetime opportunity. Again, Fast Eddie, every time you hit the checkout screen, KurtzBars.com. Kurtz, phew, what drives you? This is another edition of the original EG3 podcast. And where do I leave off at? So I'm like, you know, I'm not going to do this right. You know, taking a cue from Kenny, that's why I left off. Kenny Wallace, he said, you know, I got to see the world a little bit because I've been in the garage way too long, working on cars, working on my race stuff, right? Again. So I'm like, listen, I'm like, you know, I need to start doing that. You know, I've been in the sports business, not working, well, active for a long time since I was a little kid, right? Working hard. Sun up, sun down. I grew up in the era of, you know, without cell phones, right? So we used to, obviously, if you're... Oh my goodness. So without cell phones, right? We get out of the yard, where it's football, baseball, basketball, play with your friends until the sun goes down. That's why I grew up. That's where the era I come from with, right? So no social media, no staring at your phone, none of this Facebook stuff, none of this Twitter, none of this, all this stuff, right? I grew up in an era where, you know, competitively with your brother, with my brothers, play baseball, work on your game, work on your craft, things like that, right? There's none of that. So for me, it's like, okay, what's next, right? My shout out Kansas City Running Club, first off, 2.0, right? All of a sudden, and of course, you know, I just mentioned in the first segment, Dallas, right? You know what? I was in and out of that, and when I saw everything sold out, that was the final straw. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So let's just look into other races that I haven't done or states that I haven't raced in, right? So that is where I'm at currently, and that's why I have not announced what I'm doing in 2025, or at least in the spring anyways. We'll just focus on the spring. I mean, we have everyone announcing their plans, obviously, for Chicago and whatnot, and bravo to you guys, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all. Thank you for your announcement. I appreciate that very, very much. But for me, I ain't announcing that yet. I'm waiting for a shoe to drop. And then I have a plan A, and I got a plan B. So if that doesn't come fruition, then already got plan B, and we'll start to insert the spring schedule in 2025, right? So that's where I'm at there. So we'll see what happens. Again, more, it's kind of a teaser in the next episode, on Wednesday's episode. I'm gonna have that recorded over the weekend, so I'm excited to hop on and do that. Of course, I mentioned Thanksgiving races. Yep. Yes, sir. We got Thanksgiving races coming up, and that could be the final races I do this year. So that's another mic drop here in the original EG3 podcast. So that's kind of a wrap on that side. When we come back, oh yeah, we're going into this NASCAR business, because because, man, it's getting my nerves. This playoff system in NASCAR, I mean, everyone's kind of, you know what, I'm not going to say word on the show, but it's kind of getting aggravating. You're listening to the EG3 podcast. We'll be back. Welcome back to this edition of the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here on this Friday edition. I'm recording this on Thursday, November 14th, 2024. And I have messed that up on this episode of the show. So obviously, if you tuned in already, there is no Wednesday show, which is dedicated to all running. Well, we have already talked about running, so on this first half of the show. So there's that. Now we get into NASCAR business. And this may be the first, maybe the last time I talk NASCAR for the rest of the year until the Daytona 500. All right, so we're going to talk about the playoff system. Everybody's complaining. Everybody's, you know, this is not the right champion. All this other stuff. Well, by the way, speaking of which, congratulations to Ty Majeski in the trucks. Justin Allgaier in the Xfinity Series, and Joey Logano, three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion. So there's your champions right there, right? For those that don't know about NASCAR or kind of curious what's going on, why the complaining? Well, all right, so I've listened to, well, I'm a podcast nerd, so I have my NASCAR podcast, right? I listen to, and the common denominator is we want to tweak the playoff system. Well, first off, NASCAR back in, again, my era, if we're going to stick with that, right, didn't have no NASCAR playoffs. You don't need it. You don't need it. And simple, right? If Ryan Blaney would have won last weekend, right, would we be complaining about this? Maybe. We might be still complaining about it, right? And Penske, the organization now, oh, by the way, three-peat, the Kansas City Chiefs trying to three-peat, the Penske organization just three-peated in NASCAR. So there's that. Can Kansas City Chiefs do it? We'll have to see about that coming up as they got a big game in Buffalo this weekend. But yeah, so everybody's complaining or some kind of complaining about the playoff system in NASCAR. I'm like, why are you going to... If we're going to complain about it, why don't we just go back to the old system and battle it out? Old point system, and I know Kevin Harvick has something to say about it, which I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited to hear about it, but I know he was against, you know, going back to the system, but everyone has their opinions. Well, this is my opinion, right? Let's just go back to the old school way of doing it. Have no playoffs, right? That way, you know, like, shout out to my guy on Twitter, AKA X, MTJ Hub. I don't know his real name, but he suggested me and him are on the same page that keep the stage points, leave the stage points alone, right? Leave them alone and just take away the elimination format. Just take away all of it away because apparently we can't be happy about the champion. I mean, if Ryan, apparently there's a popularity contest out in Phoenix that there are a lot of Ryan Blaney fans out there. Rightfully so, yes. And yes, Mark Trish Jr., my driver, has officially retired. And he was, you know, no motion, you know, just chilling. He was just chilling. He was just, you know, sitting back. I can pull out my my boat now and everything else and just go fish and go off to the sunset, right? So there's that. But I talked about it a little bit in the last episode of this podcast. You can go check it out. NASCAR podcast. Go check it out. But on the same feed. But again, if Ryan Blaney would have won, we'll be having a discussion. With Chase Elliott would have won a championship. We'll be having a discussion. I think we'll still be having this discussion because the fact of the matter is everybody was on the same freaking playing field. You're on the same playing field. It started off, for those that don't know what the heck I'm talking about, NASCAR playoffs right now, or just NASCAR's over. NASCAR's over for 2024. Go back 10 weeks ago. Playoff system. 16 drivers, which is hella too many. Too many drivers to begin with anyways. If for starters, go back to the open system. Get rid of the playoff system. Just get rid of it. Second of all, if I had a B plan, B option, go back to the chase for the cup. 10 races, 10 drivers. That was the perfect system. You're still kind of doing the old format. Not old format. You're getting rid of the elimination system, but you're keeping everybody in the mix. Not just taking away four drivers every three races and all that other stuff. But, you know, that's... Yeah. It's stirring. The fact that, you know, I think that was the best. I actually like the introduction to the NASCAR playoffs. 10 drivers, 10 races. Perfect. Everyone's on the same driving. Everyone's in the same playing field. Okay. Enough said, right? But we're sitting up in here complaining about Joey Logano. Oh, you know, they Penske's got it all figured out, whatnot. And it's the same similarity as this Kansas City. We're sitting up in here talking about and going back to NFL. What did I just say about the Kansas City Chiefs? Going for a three-peat. They're all about that right now. And the Bears, they're trying to go undefeated. We'll see about that. But the fact that, you know, the Chiefs, right? Everybody's jealous. What the Chiefs had? Championships. What does Tim Pinsky have? Championships. Are we talking about Kansas City Chiefs riding the system? No. Or are we talking about, let's see, Major League Baseball, right? Just have a different winner, right? Who won it this year? The Dodgers, right? Everybody harped on them. Well, you know, the 2020, the COVID year, right? You know, we're not counting that. You know, that's BS. We're not counting that championship. Well, now they just pulled off. They just beat the New York Yankees, right? Nobody don't like them, right? So that talk is settled. Okay, that's fine. We ain't complaining about that anymore. Okay, the Dodgers, they got the championship. We're gonna talk about that no more, right? Okay, they deserve it, right? So there's maybe a little similarity to the Chiefs and what they're trying to do and what Team Penske accomplished, right? Everybody's saying on the NASCAR side, oh, you know, they're playing a system. Oh, they're cheating a system. Look, Joey Logano, and look, yes, Joey Logano, he should have been out, right? He should have been done. He should have been cooked. He should have been toasted, out, done. But the 48, Alex Bowman, his team, broke the rules. They didn't meet post tech. So what happened? Joey Logano was the next man in. Out. He gets in. Bowman, you're out. All of a sudden, door open. Las Vegas, you had an opportunity to win. Eliminate Joey Logano. Instead, you know, the caution comes out. You can't control that stuff. I mean, in a driver, for a NASCAR driver, okay, the NASCAR driver, you can control what? About 75% of when you win the race or not. Everything else, the 25% of it, it's out of your hands. You have to rely on your pit crew. You hope that the caution don't come out at a certain amount of time. Right? I mean, it's NASCAR is pretty much 90% relying on your team because the fact that they build your race cars. You know, it's the driver. The driver's got to be good. Also, so your pit crew has to be good, okay? All that's going to be good. And maybe 5% of it's luck and all that. Right. Right place, right time. You hear it all the time in sports. Or, you know, some you hear it, unfortunately, in not-so-good situations. I hate to say that, but, you know, right place, right time. Wrong place, wrong time. I mean, you hear those things all the time. So it's like for Logano, right? Caution comes out, Las Vegas, Christopher Bell has a fast race car, he gets behind, Logano's out front, Logano went to a fuel strategy, not the best car, and he was the worst average finisher to win a championship this year. What, he was like 18th, average finish, 18th this year, the entire 36 races in the old system, he might have not won it, it probably would have been either Tyler Reddick or Kyle Larson, but Kyle Larson, right, decided he wanted to do the double. He's all about that double. Coke 600, Indianapolis 500. He wanted to do that, so he missed out on points there. So Kyle Larson, he won the most races in 2024. What happens? He missed the championship four. Why? Because did not score enough points. Everybody was on the same freaking system, playing field, and you know what? The 22 did it better again. That's why, do I like him? No. Is he my favorite driver? No. But, did he play by the rules? Yes. Was he to win a championship? Yes. Oh, heck yeah, he did. That was a hell of a battle with him and Blaney at the end of that race. Blaney tried to track him, for sure. I said, nope, he ain't going to get there. Like, then Blaney passed another car, passed Larson, also passed William Byron. He's like, uh-oh. He gonna get him. Whoop. This is the original E3 podcast. Woo! Eddie Gruden III here on this Thursday night, November 14th, 2024. The original EG3 podcast for just a few more minutes here on Friday show. I'll have this uploaded ready for you guys in the morning, heading into your weekend. But, man, it just infuriates me that it's just like, all right, saying, all right, I'm going to give this guy a head start in the 5K, right? And, well, wait, hold on. That might be a bad that might be a bad example. But anyway, that's like saying, all right, you know, we're gonna give this everybody at the start line. This is a terrible example. 20 minutes, right? We're gonna give this guy a head start. All right, we're gonna let him go. You have that amount of time to beat that person to win the race, right? It's probably a bad example, but it's kind of related to that. I mean, look, Ryan Blaney, I thought right for sure Ryan Blaney was going to get him and pass him, but instead, Joey Logano does Joey Logano stuff, aero blocking. He's good at that too, taking air away, and Ryan Blaney used up all his stuff. I can't get there, and then Joey Logano wins the championship. He deserved that one. He definitely earned that one. For sure. Hella for sure. So point being, and after all that, you know, nobody, everybody's not happy. And the fact, and kind of the Chiefs and the Pence, Team Penske are a discussion on this podcast tonight. I did not expect the Chiefs to be in here, but here I am talking about them. But anyways, look, everyone don't like the Chiefs outside of here because they win too much. Do something about it. Penske, they went too much. Do something about it. You had an opportunity, right? And the fact of the matter is, Logano, Blaney, they're under the same roof. 1-2 punch. Team Penske, they won a championship. Henry, you have all that power. You lost. You lost. It's over. It's done. I mean, that's, so you had the same opportunity. I mean, everybody has to say, what you had an opportunity to knock Joey Logano out of the championship four. You didn't do it. Christian Eckes. Should have let Taylor Gray win the race, man. Should have let that truck race, but instead you knock him out of the way. Didn't think. I mean, that's easy for me sitting up here, here in KC, Missouri. But Timbo should have just told him, like, look, and then Tommy Jesse just spanks the field in the truck series. My goodness, all easy truck series championship, easy, just too easy. Too easy. And then Allgaier had to do the Allgaier thing, make things difficult. I for sure thought he was going to lose the championship. And then he rallies back to finish second to win the championship. I ain't going on and on with this thing. But this, again, for those of you new, listening to me talk, just ramble about, go off about NASCAR. This was a NASCAR podcast for a long time after being a sports podcast. Then NASCAR and back to its original deal, right? I did talk about running the first half of the podcast. So, but look, man, I mean, just if I were in, again, there are a lot of topics I could talk about. Look, if we're going to sit here and complain, everybody complain about it, just go by the old system, because Joey Logano would not win a championship this year. This lands down. It would probably have been Kyle Larson or Tyler Reddick, because Tyler Reddick won the, and I need to double check it for sure, because I'm going off the top of my head right now, because Tyler Reddick was up there. Who else was up there? Denny Hamlin was up there. Larson for sure. Larson doesn't go Indianapolis 500 on himself. Won that race. Maybe, because he's the one that, you know, he's the one that won the most races this year. So if you want the four best drivers, just go by the old point system, man. Just go by, just throw away the NASCAR playoffs. Go ahead, throw that away. Or go back to the first time the NASCAR playoffs debuted. Go chase for the cup. Nextel Cup. Because that's what Nextel was in the series before it was ousted out. But just go Nextel Cup series playoffs. 10 drivers. 16 is way too many. 12 is way too many. No. 10 is perfect. 10 races, 10 drivers for the championship. I'll go back to that right there. Go back to that right there and just leave the elimination stuff alone. Now, I don't think NASCAR deserves best plus anyway. Go do what Formula One is doing. Just, hey, you got three best drivers in there for Verstappen. Oh, my F1 friend's going to love this. For Verstappen. Oh, my goodness. Hamilton. And Bottas, I can't think of the other person. That is eluding me right now. A couple of those four F1 names are eluding me right now, but those are just two that stand out to me. Hamilton, Verstappen, obviously. Let's go back to what F1 is doing. Top three drivers, battled out every week. NASCAR, you ain't happy about it? Let's go back to the point system, man. That way, we won't hear a bunch of, I want to say the word, but I ain't going to say it. I'm fired up about it, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to keep it clean. Y'all stop complaining about it. Don't get me started on the championship tracks. Don't get me started on that. Don't do it, Eddie. Don't do it. But anyways, point being, long circle saying, go back to the old point system. No chance, no playoffs, no elimination, no switching around tracks for championship, none of this elimination, worst average finisher wins a championship, none of that crap. Go back to the old system and problem solved. That's it. The original E3 podcast. I'm telling you, I can go on for another 15, but we're wrapping this up. We're wrapping this up before I get in trouble. The original E3 podcast, you can get it. Wherever podcasts are found, free and available weekly, 2 times a week, at least the most, or at least once or twice a week, wherever you get your podcast, folks. So we talked about both running and NASCAR on this podcast today. This will come out tomorrow morning early, so it'll be available for you to listen to entering another weekend of the month of November. Time to get to the finish line, folks, of this podcast. So if you're new again to the podcast, thank you so much. If you're fired up, even like what you're listening to today, even though I did talk halfway NASCAR stuff on here, definitely go ahead and make sure you like and subscribe, because I said it earlier. Stay tuned, because I mentioned CIM on here. We'll get to that next week. But anyways, like, subscribe, hit that alarm bell every time E3 episode is posted on your social media platform. That's going to wrap things up. We made it to the finish line on another episode of the original E3 podcast. Thank you so much again for listening to this episode. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Have a great weekend. You have to listen to another episode of the original E3 podcast. So we'll talk to you again next week.